Ritual by Ali Giles.
Mr. Summers had a ritual. He liked to group and line his shopping up on the conveyor belt, exactly so. And if he had to adjust something, he tapped his forehead 3 times. Then he stepped back to study it with great intentness, as serious as a great master. Next, he snapped out his shopping bags. 3 short, sharp snaps for each one, and settled them just so in the trolley. Mr. Summers was actually a very good-looking man. Tall and lean and always tanned, he wore crisp white shirts and smart tapered trousers that made his arse look cute. I got talking to him once. He told me his wife had left him penniless when she divorced him, and he had to move into a studio flat. The neighbor's kids harassed him, shouted through the door, and once even set fire to a newspaper and pushed it under. He tore up the hall carpet because of it. Later, he tore them up all through the flat because he noticed they harbored the virus. He knew this because he saw a patch of it. Mr. Summers told me he stayed up until 3 a.m. every night, cleaning the virus away because he hadn't been fast enough when it was in the carpet, and it had multiplied and spread to the walls and furniture. I hate my job, especially now. My Perspex screen is like a window on you all, slopping past, all irritable and fat and defeated. You and your face mask that look like knickers tucked under instead of over your nostrils. Your latex gloves dripping off your hands like your fingers are melting, pathetically trying to jab your PIN number into the card machine. Like apologetic burglars, you shuffle past. I've come to take the stereo, if that's okay. I shat in your bed when I was going through your undies. Sorry. I like to shoot canned veg down like bowling balls and try to smash your fingers. Put my fingers through the plastic on your ready meals. Give your aubergines a good squeeze as I pass them over the scanner. Mr. Summers got very anxious when I started scanning too soon. I always scanned his stuff too quickly and out of sequence as well. He looked quite sexy when he had what I called his mini meltdowns. He did this weird counting thing, 1 to 10, really fast, under his breath, and it was like he was whispering dirty things to me. I haven't seen him for weeks now. Maybe he's dead. The bedsit virus got him, perhaps. The view from my Perspex window is of you. You are my only view of this world from 9 until 5. Sometimes, when you slouch to my checkout, I deliberately swivel my chair around so my back is to you. Pretend I'm doing something, but I haven't seen you. Just to be irritating. Yes, I like a view. But I like to sit with my back turned to it.